Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In this Sean Speaks episode, I get to speak to you from my heart about an important part of parenting, family life, and a parent's mental health and mindset. I want to help you thrive in how you speak to your kids and how you speak to yourself. Sean Speaks is a live teaching I did with a Zoom room filled with my VIP members. It's interactive, it's spontaneous, it's raw and unedited. If you'd like to go deeper with me, visit my website.
These last 2 years, I've actually been in a lot of pain. I've had some physical pain, but if I look back in these last 2 years, I will always remember these 2 years, 2023 and around then, as just being two of the most painful years of my life. I just had some, personal issues and some family issues and some other issues pop up, and it was just very, very hard. But it was good. Isn't that interesting how when you can look back on pain in your life, you can see like, you know what, that was so hard, but it was good. Today, I want to share a couple words to help improve your relationship with pain. And because parenting is so hard and weird and stressful, and then right when you think you get like in this great spot, it's just new issues pop up. I think it's really important to have a really deep, healthy relationship with pain. Because these 2 years have been two of the most incredible years of my life too. I've just seen so much growth in my marriage, in my parenting, in my business, in my mid-40s here, thinking about my life and where I'm going for the next, 4 decades. And so I've realized that this is something people don't really talk about very much, that there's good pain and then there's bad pain. There's good pain and there's bad pain. Here's a couple things to think about. All right, so 20-year-old kid, he's out of high school and he's going to some dead-end job that he hates. And every day he wakes up, he's just, I hate my life. I hate my job. It's just pain. So what does he do? He joins the military. Now he's in boot camp and he's in physical pain and he's alone from his family. But you know what? He feels like, this is good pain. Okay, imagine you. Imagine somebody. Wake up every day and, you don't like your body. You don't feel good in your skin. You feel overweight and you eat like crap and then you feel guilty. And maybe now you're having physical pain in your issues with in your gut or, the patterns of years of poor eating habits is now causing health problems. And now you're in pain and that is crappy. That is bad pain. But then there's other type of pain. It's the type of pain where you commit to going to the gym. 3-4 days a week. It's a commit to changing your eating habits 7 days a week. And it's no fun. It hurts to go to the gym and to change your patterns. It's painful. But you know what? That's really good pain, isn't it? If you've ever had a really bad injury from an accident, a sports injury, that is so bad to be in chronic pain. I experienced that, in the last year. But you know what I've experienced is physical therapy is like good pain, like working on your body to get it healthy. Or when you're at that yoga place and you're just stretching that stuff out, it feels so good. Or lifting those weights, doesn't that feel good? When you're in those horrible fear cycles in marriage, so painful, right? You feel like, how are we going to get through this? How are we going to do this? But then when you go to marriage therapy and you're talking it out and you realize, okay, these are perpetual problems and that's okay. We can still find joy and love and acceptance in our perpetual problems, because we realize that so much of marriage is not solvable problems, but they're perpetual problems, and that's okay. I can find joy and love in my heart for this person. And it's hard work, but you know what? I'm here. How about bad pain? Is that guilt of overspending? You just spend outside your means and you're feeling that shame. You're like, I shouldn't have done that. And that's painful. But you know what's good pain? Is living on a budget and just being happy and being like, you know what? We're paying off our debts, or we're living in our means, and I don't feel that weight of what we used to feel like. That is good pain. This is something I've experienced in the last 2 years, is that pain of maybe making a poor choice with alcohol, or maybe it's like a series of poor choices, or maybe you're struggling with alcoholism or abusing alcohol. That's painful. You wake up, or you cause problems in your family and your relationships or in your parenting, and that's painful. And then now just feeling the pain of sobriety is good pain. I think I've been sober now for almost a year and a half, and it's not like I don't believe I have a problem with alcohol. It's just been a voluntary choice to just take some extended period of time. And it's been really freaking painful at times. Just going to wine tasting with my friends, or being here or being there, or with my wife. It's like, okay, it's really sucks sometimes being sober. And but it's good pain. Now let's talk about this, because this is the issue at hand. Let's shift all this now into the parenting realm, right? So here's something we all have done. You know, we bedtime routines. Oh my gosh, get me started. I'm on my podcast recently. I was joking around with my co-host Jordan. I was telling him how much I hate the bedtime routine. Still, I've been doing the pet routine for like so long, almost 2 decades. You would think I would like have a better relationship at it, or I'd be better at it. It's so hard. And so it's like, let me help you with all your problems, but just not that one, because it just reminds me of my old problems. So here you are, you're yelling at your kid, you're snapping because your child, you know, ages 11 or under, is still not going to bed. And then you snap, you yell, and maybe they listen, maybe they don't, because it's not like that ever works anyway. And then you just feel like crap as a parent. But here's another, but then there's good pain, because here's what you do. You show up and you're being patient with your child. You're being gentle, and it feels so painful, because they're still not listening. They're still dragging their feet. And you're sitting there losing your freaking mind. It's like, go to bed. But you're like on the outside, and then inside, you're like a cool cat. And they still are really not listening. But then they do listen eventually, and you go to either you go to bed, or you go to do whatever you do. And you're just like, you know what? That was hard, but I showed up with a lot of patience and mindfulness tonight. And it was painful, but I feel good about myself. How about this? Your kid is abusing screen time. And what do? You do nothing. You say, you know, kids are kids. I got to work. I don't want to deal with this. And then you just feel like a crappy parent, because now you're seeing the results of your kids abusing screens, and you're seeing how they're acting. And then you feel worse. That's bad pain. Or you step in to provide your kid boundaries, discipline, a structure. And that's painful, isn't it? That is so hard. It's so painful sometimes, especially if you don't have a history or consistent pattern of doing this. And then your kid is whining. When am I going to get it back? Some kids do this manipulated form of like moping that is really hard for some parents. Like, oh, my friends, or they're nagging you. It's like, it's easier to give the kid the screens. But you know what? That's good pain. Because you are not enabling this. You're being the adult in the relationship. You're stepping in. A few more. How about this one? This is awesome. We all relate with. Your spouse is doing some bad parenting. Some parenting you do not agree with. We've all been there. And what do? You big bozo, you dummy. My grandma had a cat named Bozo once. Rest in peace, Bozo. And you react. You talk crap about your spouse or co-parent in front of them, in front of the kids. You undermine them. You're parenting the parent in front of the kids. And now you just cause drama. Now you've just hurt your spouse. There's resentment there in their heart, their contentment. That's pain. That's pain upon pain. That's an everyday horror show. Or how about this? This is good pain, though. Your spouse is doing some bad parenting. You know, you don't agree with it. But you self-regulate. And in that moment, you show up with calmness and loving. You don't undermine them. And then maybe it's over, and maybe you say something, maybe you don't. Maybe you hug them, you kiss them. But your spouse feels like, you know what, I have a partner here who's not going to scold me or parent me. And if the spouse doesn't like my parenting, they're going to wait to chat with me about it in a cool way with a soft opener. Or they're just not going to say anything because, you know, I know they didn't like what I did, you know, and I know I screwed up and they know I screwed up. We've been married for, you know, 10 years. I don't want to talk about it because I'm exhausted. It's so late. It's 8:10 p.m. It's so late. That's just good pain right there. Or how about this? Your kid, you know, your kid breaks your heart. Yeah, damn. I had a couple other podcast episodes planned for this week, and I don't want to get into the details, but my heart was broken this week. One of my kids broke my heart. I don't want to tell you about it, but I was being dramatic, and I was just like, I don't want to quit my job. I can't do this anymore. I can't talk about kids. It's too painful. I feel like such a poser sometimes. It's so dumb. Can't, it's just so emotional talking about kids and parenting and just feeling this and feeling so many emotions. So I just did a podcast episode called When Your Kid Breaks Your Heart. Because that was the only one, my only thing I can do. We just released it today. And so, you know what? And I even did a little survey on Instagram and I asked people, has your kid broken your heart? And I think this is true. I think it's true that your kid is probably going to break your heart. I think it's true because it may not happen when they're a kid. It'll then probably happen when they're a teenager, or it'll probably happen with you're a young adult. And I'm not trying to be like Debbie Downer. I just mean this is just probably going to happen, right? And if you have a problem with that, if you're here with me live in my membership, then tell me about that. I want to hear if you disagree with me on that because I think it's true. And I think that's okay because your kids are on our own journey. They are not us. And we have so many hopes and dreams for them. And that's good. But you know what? They're not going to just like follow into every hopes and dream, every moral standard, every view of how they view money, how they view hygiene, romance, sexuality, politics. And it's going to be hard for us. So, and there's bad pain because that's going to be painful, but you can turn into bad pain if you react in that. I did some reacting because it was just so shocking. And that made things worse for me, for my family. And I wish I was a perfect parent and I didn't react, but I did some reacting and that I caused pain. And what I wish I had done is to choose good pain, which I'm really focused on doing now. And I apologize to my child and to my family and to my wife. And I'm now choosing good pain, which is I'm sitting in the pain and I'm waiting. I'm meditating. I'm praying. I called my buddy Brandon. And I said, hey man, can we get together? Cause we went out to Starbucks yesterday. And we just talked and talking to some other friends. And I'm just trying to be comfortable being uncomfortable. See, what I think is a good choice is we sit in the pain. Wouldn't that be incredible if we can have go back in time? And we had a class when we were in teenagers about the beauty of sitting in our pain and just being comfortable being uncomfortable. Wouldn't that be so amazing? You know what TikTok did to me last night? I had this video show up. I hope you get to see it. It was a preview for Back to the Future Part 4, starring Michael J. Fox and Tom Collins. Who's that young actor? What's his name? Tom something? What's his name? He did Spider-Man. He's really charming. What's his name, everybody? Does someone come mute yourself and tell me? And it looked so real. It looked like it's actually a movie. I was like, this is so cool. They made Michael J. Fox with CGI look like Tom, or Tom look like him. I was like, oh my gosh, Back to the Future Part 4. And then I read the comments and I said, it's too bad this is fake. Why are you doing to this TikTok? It was all CGI.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, this is a forever symbol of our forever love. As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, thanks for standing up there with us. Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
I just totally lost my train of thought, but I was in pain. But you know what? That is what, that's what I wish we could go back to the future and we could teach our kids this about the beauty of sitting in pain, because that is a good choice. Lastly is this is, you know what? I've recently added something new to my Being the Best You parenting assessment. I cannot believe it hasn't been on there. And if you want to, you can see on page 9, if you have the latest version, it says that there's a new reaction I added. Okay, so some of these reactions you've heard before: pep talks, fix it, passive aggressive behavior, playing dumb, making excuses, pride, arrogance, putting up a wall, bothering, touching, rationalizing, defending, replaying, dwelling, rewriting history, rules, logic, rigid. But here's the one I added: quick punishments. Quick punishments is not a good choice. I describe it as your child misbehaves, disrespects you or someone else, calls someone a name, acts out, or makes a bad choice, and the parent punishes the child in the heat of the moment, right? That is normally a very bad choice, right? You're just, that is not the way punishment should be done. That's not the way punishment is done in our society, and it is normally not done well, and that's why I added to the list, and maybe I'll update the description of that a little bit, but here we are. Here's what bad pain is. Your child does that and you're pissed and you do a quick punishment and you feel better. Because you, what quick punishments are, they're all based on our own ego and wanting command and we want control and we want to feel better. And we, boom, we get control of that child by threatening them or bringing down some type of quick, aggressive thing. And we feel powerful. And that's why we do that. And that is normally causing more bad pain in your life versus pausing and saying, I'm like really pissed right now because of this child and because of what just happened. And I feel so powerless, but I'm just going to sit in this. Maybe I'm going to talk to my spouse. I'm going to chill out before I respond so I don't react. But sitting in the powerlessness of parenting is good pain. Why did I have this? Why did I share all this today? Is because of this. And if you're here with me live, I want to hear what comes up for you. What do you think about this? Here's why. Is because if you choose to do these good, painful choices, if you choose good pain in your life, right? It's almost like postponed pleasure, right? Or holding back pleasure. There's a term for that. I can't think of it right now. Here is the parent that you and I are going to be. One, if you choose these good, painful things, you're going to be a parent who just projects a calming presence to the people in your life. When they're losing their crap and acting like children, the children and the adults and the young adults in your life, you're going to be this calming presence, because that's what choosing good pain does. You'll still be in pain and it will not feel good. But you're going to be a calming presence. Number two, you're going to be a great leader and a great teacher, because you're teaching people this is how a healthy adult looks like and smells like and responds. Being a healthy adult means embracing pain and not running away from it. Because all the things that I described in the bad pain, from whether it be, you know, all the things, whether it be alcohol or reacting or yelling or avoidance or, you know, just sitting in that marriage cycle or overspending, those are all just forms of self-medication, and they're all poor teaching and leadership. Sitting in the good pain of self-control is good leadership and it's good teaching. And then most of all, here's why we do this. Because it's love. It's love. It's loving. These other things are not loving. Abusing alcohol, snapping at your co-parent, undermining them, quick punishments, lecturing, parenting a parent, criticizing a parent, being harsh on a child in the heat of a moment, overspending. This is not loving. And so let's all be more loving and step into more loving choices, even though it'll be very painful. Let's do it together. Parents, thank you for letting me be a positive voice in your life. I love you and I love your family. If you're sick and tired of those same painful patterns in your parenting or the same painful bad behaviors in your kids, then what are you waiting for? Join me in my VIP membership. I'd love to speak with you and give you the specific tools that you need.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Hey, Cam, mind sending me over our new Wi-Fi password?
Oh, sorry, Mitch, you can't be trusted.
What?
It's your phone. It's different than mine.
Cam! And I thought I was a judgy one.
No, it's just messages between different devices aren't encrypted.
Okay. Since when do you know about encryption?
I know what encryption is, and it's because I'm the last line of defense against any would-be Wi-Fi thieves.
Cam, come on.
Okay, fine. I'll send it somewhere more private.
Thank you.
Safely send messages between different devices. On WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.
This Black Music Month, State Farm wants to take a moment to recognize the undeniable cultural influence of Black musicians, composers, singers, and songwriters. From folk music to rock and roll, jazz, and more, Black culture has shaped almost every genre of music that exists today. Join State Farm in celebrating this month and beyond. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.